Okay, and very gently breathe and release. And well done. That's wonderful, everybody. You've done a fantastic job. Yes, every single one of you should be very proud of what you've achieved today. How do you feel? Oh, that's great. Good, good. Okay, in that case, take as long as you need to finish relaxing yourself, and then we will pack up and you're all free to go. Yes, thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. Catch you next week. Yep, next week. Bye. Bye. Remember your forms, and if you have any questions that you want to ask, feel free to email me. Okay. Bye now. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, hi. Did you have a question? Yeah, of course. I am more than happy to go through anything that you want to know. Let me just finish getting rid of all of these bits and pieces, and then I'll be right with you. Okay, right. So you had a question about the last form we did, yes? Technique, okay. Well, like a lot of the other forms that we do, it's about mostly about breathing and ensuring that you are comfortable in the position that you find yourself in as you stretch out all of your limbs. So I don't remember seeing any problems while you were on the mats, but if you'd like, we can go through it now. Yeah, of course. No, I don't mind. Let me just get my mat and I'll do the form with you. Okay. I did turn the music off when we finished the lesson. I hope you don't mind. No, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, the next class actually got cancelled, so I don't need to rush off today. So if you just come down with me and we'll go through the form together. Okay, ready? Feet together. Inhale and down. Good. Sweep your left arm down, through and up, followed by your right. And then lift the foot and turn, bend. Very good. Okay, listen, you keep going through the form, okay? And I'm just going to observe you from here. Yeah? And that way I can give you any corrections that you need. Okay. That's good. Ah, right. I see what you mean. Okay. Could you just go back a pace through the form for me? Yes. Have your arms out. That's it. And then show me. There you go. Right, now, the reason you might be feeling a bit of discomfort when you do this form is because if you have a look down at your ankle, it's actually slightly turned out. No, your right ankle. That's it. Now, the idea is you need your weight across the whole of your foot, and you do not want your knee to protrude beyond the line of your toes. And if you pivot your ankle out that way, your weight is distributed in a rather awkward fashion, and you'll find yourself getting aches along your shin and going up the rest of your leg. That's right. So if you just pivot your ankle in slightly, turn a bit more. That's it. Okay, now continue through the form. That's it. Arms up. And down, bend. Do you feel the difference? Yes, it's subtle, but it does make a difference, doesn't it? Okay, now, I'm going to show you something else. No, it's not actually something that we've covered in class, but if you're having trouble with the flexibility involved with the previous form, then maybe this one will help you out in that regard. So if you just stop there for a moment and watch me, okay? I'm going to bring both arms out. Like this, and then breathe. Stretch my leg out and down. That's it. And now watch what happens in my rib cage as I pivot round from my hips. There, do you see that stretch? Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And you'll find as you practice this particular move, the rest of your body will find more of the flexibility required to hold the other form. And there you go. Do you want to try it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. I'll spot you. If I come in here and get up close, that's it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the form. And if I'm against your back like this, all you need to do is follow what my body does just to get a feel of it. Okay. Yeah. Well, we haven't done this one before, which is why I figure if you can feel what my body is doing, you might have a better time translating that into your own body and your own movements. Okay. So with me now, put your hands on mine. That's it. And breathe in. Out. And now bend. Round. Down. Very good. Very, very good. You know, I hope you'll forgive me for saying, but you're a bit of a natural. Yeah, you are. This is really complex. How about we try another one? No, I'm not going to show you. I'm going to stay where I am, here against your back, and you're going to follow my body, just like we did with the previous form. This one's a bit more advanced, though, but it's really good for core and strength. In fact, wait, let me just put my hands on your hips. Yep. Now, do you feel where my fingers are? Mm-hmm. That's where all of your breathing is going to be. But this move, can you feel where my thumbs are at your back? That's it. These are the muscles that are going to be vastly strengthened by this sort of exercise. So what you're going to do is you're going to bend forward. Remember to breathe. Inhale. Bend slowly. That's it. And hold. And up again. Extend your arms forward. No, like this. Hang on, let me just, that's it. Just see, now where my hands are, running up your sides like this, this is the part of your body where you're going to feel that stretch. Uh-huh. Along the sides of your stomach and up your ribs. And if I put my hands down, along your arms, that's it. And stretch again. And then up. And back to zero. Wow. You're really good at that. Do you want to learn something else? No, I couldn't help but notice how your breathing changed when I put my hands over your arms like that. And, I'm pretty good at reading a person's body, and there's nothing about you that's relaxed right now. And I think I know why. Really? Okay, well, so if I put my hand back on your stomach like this, you're trying to tell me that all that tension, that tightness I can feel, has nothing to do with how close I am? Nothing to do with what happens when I lean closer? And when I whisper against your ear. Okay. Then maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just, you know, pack this all up and... Oh. Oh. Like I said, I'm good at reading a person's body. Stay there. No, no, no. Don't move. No, no, I just wanted to make sure we weren't disturbed. No, it's clear to me that you are in dire need of additional tutoring, and I don't want anything to get in the way of me giving you the absolute best learning experience. Now, I think one of the ways to enhance your retention of certain techniques is for me to pop these off. Yep. Yoga pants, panties, top. Oh, I'm glad it's warm in here, aren't you? Oh, what are you just staring at me for? No, no, no. For the best retention, we need some skin and skin contact. Yoga can be very tactile, and my skin against yours will definitely help you remember the forms. Take off your clothes. Very good. Now then, why don't you lie down on the floor and I'll show you something really exciting. There we are. Yes. Put your knees up. Lift them up towards your chest. Very good. Now what I'm going to do is settle down here. Yes, don't. It's okay. I'm going to straddle you. Now, do you feel that? Yes, all the other forms that we do have quite simple and benign names, but this one is one of my favorites. It's called the Amazon. Have you heard of that before? I can't say I'm surprised. It's not very common, but it is a lot of fun. So what you do is you keep yourself right where you are, and I get nice and close, straddle you, and then we oh yes. Do you feel that? That is a magnificent stretch. Okay, no. You don't need to move. You don't need to do anything. This is one of those moves where, lucky for you, I do all the work. So you just keep your knees out of my way and let me enjoy you. It's okay. I'll be gentle. All you need to do is gently move your hips. Do you see? Do you feel it? Do you feel the difference, huh? That's just gently let me roll back and forth against you. That's it. Gently, slow, steady, back and forth, back and forth. Oh my God. Back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Look at me. Look at me. Remember to breathe. Don't let your breathing get away from you. It's so important. Breathe in. Now, match your breathing to mine. Come on, match it, match it. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's the one. Oh, my God. There you go. See? See? The Amazon. Advanced technique, but very, very fun. Are you okay? I did warn you. Core strength and flexibility. Come here. Come on, lift your head. Listen. If you ever want to go through more forms or practice more advanced positions like this one, I'm more than happy to go through them with you. Oh, yeah. Well, there's this one, the Amazon. There's the thigh tied position, Asian cowgirl, the crab. That one's quite a lot of fun. And of course, if you need a bit of a break, there's the missionary, the Sibian, reverse cowgirl, lunge.